What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to Moneyline.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Well, Jason Bond is one of the best traders anybody's ever seen, and I'm really pleased that he's going to become a regular part of Money Life. He is the editor of Jason Bond Picks. That is part of the RagingBull.com world that I have entered. And I have to say, he is one of the more interesting traders I've ever been exposed to in terms of how he approaches things. Absolutely fascinating stuff. So we're going to try to get you a little bit of insight into how his mind works and what he's looking at. But if you want to get more information on your own, well, he's on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks, and he's online at jasonbondpicks.com. And of course, there's always more information for you as well at RagingBull.com. Jason Bond, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Let's talk about something that you're watching right now. What is on your watch at this point?
There is an OTCBB stock that I like, and I want to say I don't generally play OTCBB stocks. I'm Amex, I'm NASDAQ, I'm New York Stock Exchange under 10 stocks. Maybe one a year will I dip down into that land. And this one's an interesting story. It's called Liquid Metal Technologies, LQMT. I've been holding this long term for close to a year. The story here is a once priced for bankruptcy company taken over by this Chinese businessman who built a billion-dollar company in Amorphous Alloys over in China. The guy pointed up $55 million of his own dollars and bought Liquid Metal about a year ago. And he took over as CEO, and he kicked out the former CEO who was running the company into the ground. Now, this isn't your typical OTCBB stock. They have a licensing deal with Apple that was put in place years ago, and Apple has little bits of Liquid Metal in some of their products. For example, their iPhone, your SIM card holder is made of Liquid Metal. That's not the full story, but what's exciting here right now about this company is the guy's company in China that he built from scratch. He built a billion-dollar company that trades over there from scratch. He took his own money and bought Liquid Metal. That company in China, they make parts for Tesla's door handles. So this isn't your typical OTCBB stock. In fact, if I could make a projection, all right, and this is just a projection based on 6 years of trading small caps, I anticipate that at some point in time, this guy will list the company on the Amex, so they'll get off of the OTCBB. I want to make it clear, this is a long-term play for me. I'm holding this stock for well above 70 cents and ideally well above a dollar. Currently, it's trading around 30 cents.
Trading at around 30 cents, it's up over 100% in the last year. That's an interesting side to this story, because for you, under most circumstances, you're setting targets and you might take profits on the way up. Have you taken any profits on the way up? Have you done anything, because this is an OTCBB company, do you do anything different to protect your profits because there can be that extra volatility that comes in on these things?
Yeah, and that's the reason I don't play OTCBB. Quick backstory, back when the pot stocks were hot 5 years ago, I mean, they're hot again now, but I used to play OTCBBs all the time. And in this particular year, I was up $30,000 across maybe 7 to 10 swing trades on one company. I felt like I couldn't lose. Every time I bought the stock, it went up. It was an OTCBB, and it wasn't a reporting OTCBB, but pot stocks, that's the only place you could go to play them. And then one morning, I was in the stock with about $40,000. Now, I'd made about 30 up until that point swing trading them. I was in the stock with $40,000. I wake up and the company was halted. Ended up being a pump and dump. And so the SEC halted it, investigated these crooks, and the stock reopened 90% lower. I ended up losing almost all of the $40,000. It was at that moment that I never played OTCBBs again. But this is a very unique story. And I wouldn't be playing Liquid Metal if this Chinese businessman who runs Enotech, I believe it's called, over in China. So again, I believe right about now it's around a $1 billion company. He pulled his own cash out, bought Liquid Metal because he saw an opportunity over here. Given Liquid Metal's deal with Apple, the licensing deal, given his deal over in China with Tesla, My projection is this. I doubt anything happens with the new iPhone that's coming out this fall, but people are going to speculate about that, and that will drive the stock higher. Typically, this company runs into the new iPhone releases because people are waiting for this liquid metal iPhone to come out and just shock the market. Nonetheless, I don't think that will happen. What I do think will happen, they're building a factory in California right now. They're well-funded now because he put $60 million into the company. So we don't have to worry about capital raises. All I'm looking for is some big contract with a high-profile company. Maybe he finds a way to get a deal with Tesla and liquid metal. Maybe he finds a deal with another company. Those are the things that I think will come out of this. I mean, the guy's not stupid. If you can build a $1 billion company and then you throw $50 million of your own money on another company that has synergies, his company in China is Amorphous Alloys. This is an Amorphous Alloys company. Something good is going to happen there. And I think that's why the stock is up so much this year. There haven't been any major press releases outside of the fact that a once price for dead, just horrible company run by horrible management has turned a corner.
Well, and they've also turned the corner in terms of when they were run by the bad management. They were issuing a bunch of kind of the press releases you expect from bulletin board companies, where it's like, hey, we barely did anything, but we're trying to move the stock. They've basically cut all of that out.
And that's the way it used to trade. They had that one licensing deal with Apple, which is real news. I mean, it's a legitimate licensing deal with Apple, and they still have it. And the CEO on an article on ChinaDaily.com, the new CEO, he commented that they will still continue to work with the fruit company. So he made a comment that they're keeping their deal with the fruit company. We can all assume that's Apple. But the previous company, it was your horrible stuff. Horrible press releases that meant nothing to the bottom line, which is the only thing that matters. And then they follow that up with toxic financing. So, like I said, I've written on my website, I could give you a blog post, or if the readers want to check out my blog, there's an article about previously done toxic financing in this company under old management. So I wouldn't touch it. I used to bash it. But this guy's legit. And again, his company over there has a deal with Tesla. That's just one example. It's a $1 billion company. There's a lot of deals. I envision something good is going to happen here. And so nothing's happened yet since he's taken over. He's not the type of guy who's out there just pumping stupid press releases. So when something does come, I imagine it's going to be exciting.
And again, for you, because of that experience with the pot stocks, et cetera, is this the kind of case where if somebody's buying this and they see it go up in smaller increments, take some profits on the way up?
I think it's always wise to do that. It doesn't matter what you think on a stock. So this year, I don't know exactly, but I would have to say I've probably been in the stock since the low 20s, and it's hit the middle 30s or close to it. So I've peeled out some profits on the way up. I have 400,000 shares right now. So it's not 400,000 shares, probably at an average of 27 cents. So I'm pretty close to the current price, but I've been building a position in this one since the low 20s, and I peeled out of some of that, maybe to the tune of $30,000 in profits. So nothing huge. I really think these 400,000 shares are going to be sold, if I'm right, 50 cents plus, 70 cents plus. I'm hoping if they land some sort of huge real contract that leads to real sales, real revenues, something like that is going to be a game changer for the stock, because they'll go from a pretty lean company now under his control to possibly a profitable company overnight. And if that happens, obviously the stock will be priced different.
It's Liquid Metal Technologies, LQMT. It is not just on Jason Bond's watch. It is in his portfolio. Jason, thanks for coming on to talk to us. I look forward to having you on the show on a regular basis.
Awesome, Chuck. Nice talking to you. Have a good one.
Jason Bond, everybody. He is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. And you can get more information at jasonbondpicks.com, on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks. Yeah, and we're going to have some fun taking a look at what's on his watch on a regular basis. But up next, we're going to have some fun with the Money Life Market Call. That's coming up with Burl East as the No Pants Friday, August 18th edition of Money Life continues right after this message.
I'm not wearing any pants.